We're a sexualized culture, but we're not a sexually educated culture.
No one gave me HIV. I was having consensual sex with my sex partners, and I contracted it.
What is stigma to you?
I still have to deal with racism. I still have to deal with homophobia.
The fact of the matter is, sex work is work.
If you don't like me because I have HIV, we can take a walk.
Language matters.
Yes, it does.
So when someone would ask them, are you gay? They'd say no.
Yeah.
But then go home and have intimate relations with another man.
And she said after watching the film, it was the first time that HIV had been humanized for her.
There's so much academic language that goes on now that isolates folks from even seeking help.
Yeah.
To have to shrink yourself, to have to hide who you are and not be the most authentic version of yourself. The weight that that carries in any human being.
Finish this sentence. The end of the epidemic looks like
this conversation. It looks like four people sitting at a table being truthful and honest. That's what the end of the epidemic looks like.
Forty-two years ago, the HIV epidemic changed the world. It's time to change it again. I am Christopher Chauncey Watson, Global Marketing Director with Gilead Sciences. For more than a decade, I have focused my research and activism on ending the health disparities that keep us from ending the HIV epidemic.
And I'm David Malbrash, Senior Director of Global HIV Medical Affairs at Gilead Sciences. As a physician and HIV specialist with training in LGBTQ health and men's health, I've always been passionate about racial inequities in medicine and the importance of community engagement in healthcare. In this new podcast, Zero Hour, brought to you by Gilead Sciences, we'll ask questions like, why does it matter if you're black or white when it comes to HIV? What role do sex and pleasure play in HIV prevention? And finally, what if HIV is a crime?
Bringing together voices from all corners of the globe, Zero Hour is creating spaces for open conversations from global perspectives on HIV, health, and health equity. Here are some of the things we'll talk about on this show. How HIV stigma is felt by sex workers around the world.
The life and death stakes of HIV care on the front lines of war.
Confronting transphobia in the HIV healthcare system.
Artists turning trauma, stigma, and loss into art.
How social media influencers around the world are reclaiming the idea that sex should be pure and not Puritan.
How sex, desire, and pleasure are the perfect three-way when you talk about HIV.
By placing global perspectives around the table, face-to-face, we'll break down walls of stigma, sharing personal stories of how HIV impacts us all on a global scale.
Tune in to Zero Hour, where we'll speak with leading health and culture experts to understand the barriers that keep global populations from meaningful, transformative care. We'll shed light on inequities, we'll celebrate innovation, and together, we'll imagine a world with zero barriers, zero disparities, zero new infections, and zero people left behind. It's possible, but there's zero time to wait.
Subscribe to Zero Hour wherever you get your podcasts and look for it on YouTube. And for more information, please visit GileadHIVTogether.com. This presentation is protected by U.S. and international copyright laws and owned by Gilead Sciences. The podcast should not be copied, reproduced, or distributed in whole or in part without express permission from Gilead Sciences. The views expressed in this podcast are not necessarily those of Gilead Sciences.